Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Monday. It is Mash It Up Monday. It is Miraculous Monday. Horny. It is May the 9th, 2022, 2:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 3:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. And you know, I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe. Do have members in East and West Africa. Also have members in the UK and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan Patani. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. We do have two. We have one that's infused with vanilla and one that's infused with coconut. It is silver and gold. Check us out at GumbaRum.com. All right, now there is a special promotion that is going on today. Hot and sizzling. I have a special musical showcase and a musical salute for the artist Mia Monet. Listen. When y'all hear this music, y'all gonna drop it like it's hot, because the music is hot. You're gonna be doing it just like this.
In the crib, ma.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
When the pigs try to get at you,
park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot.
And if a nigga get a attitude,
pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot.
I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring John Don and I'm all the best weed cause I got it going on. I'm a nice dude, with some nice dreams. See these ice cubes, see these ice creams. Eligible bachelor, $1 million bow. That's whiter than...
Y'all know that's my man Snoop Dogg. You know, man, Snoop got a thing going on. He got to teach me how to do that crep walk dance thing he be doing. And I think it's cute. I know what it represents, so don't send me no mess. Don't tell me nothing crazy. I know what it represents, but it's still cute. Anyway, listen. Now, listen. I got some music by the artist Mia Monet, and I'm going to say this. I got life lessons from my independent artists. I'm going to play the song because her stuff is super, super bad. It is bad. Listen, independent artists. Now, I don't know if it's just me, but listen, I'm pretty sure all independent artists see their music as a business. We know it's business. Entertainment is business. It's business. Comedy is business. Humor is business. Being funny is business. Did y'all know that? The coins and the money fall from people being funny, humorous. You know, so listen, music is entertainment, and y'all know it's business. Now, I said all that to say this. See your music going in more directions than just one. Y'all, when y'all making y'all music and all that stuff like that, don't just get so focused on having your mind on the music. See your music going in all different directions. Create streams. Now, y'all know I'm about creating multiple streams of income. Anybody know me? They know that's what I do, create multiple streams of income. I don't believe in having one stream. I can't survive. I cannot survive with one stream of income. Do you hear me? I just can't do that. So listen, independent artists, see your music going in multiple streams. So listen, think of it as a river. And you know, when a river is flowing, it's going, and sometimes it branches out and it goes all over the place, right? When you have a really nice stream with a nice flow, it's going all over the place. And that's your music. That's your music. So listen, of course, a lot of artists have merchandise. They have hats, T-shirts, and things like that as another stream. But see your music even going in another stream besides merchandise like T-shirt, hats, and things down there. See your music attached to something. You know, if you really want your music to take on legs, see your music attached to something huge. see your music attached to a cause. See your music attached to a nonprofit organization to help somebody. That's going to help further your music. You know, now you're doing it, of course, because you believe in whatever cause that you want to see your music attached to. You never know what can happen. Now, listen, when I had my record label, I had an artist, I had an independent artist that was great. He was fantastic. And he didn't know that this was going to happen, but it did. It was really huge. He created a song that became the anthem. Did you hear me? Became the anthem for veterans. Uh-huh. For veterans. I ain't going to say, the organization. But anyway, the song became an anthem for a veterans organization. Yes, it did. Yes, it did. One of the largest veteran organizations. And yes, they did. They picked up his song. They used his song as the anthem. And I'm telling you, he was so excited. He was running all over the place. The guy stays in Ohio. And he's like, you won't believe what happened. My song got selected as an anthem for one of the veterans organizations. I said, what? And sure enough, I am telling people just love it, love it, love it, love it. So listen, I'm saying that to say this. See your music attached to something really huge. There was another young lady that was on the show. One of her songs, one of the clips, that was a long time ago, one of her songs got picked up. It was just a few seconds, and it got used in CSI. They used her music, you know, and it was a bad song. It was a really bad song, and the clip got picked up and used in CSI. So see your music attached to something. You know, when they hear that song, of course, on TV, everybody's going to want the song. So see your music is something huge. Okay, so I got this song that's coming up by this artist, Mia Monet. The song is Freedom, 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 Freedom.
Another cycle of broken bottles, of sexy role models, of losing sins, to follow a bigger tale to fall, trying to stop us from cracking these political government rituals, it's trivial, but hold on to you too, you think it's trying to use you, rule tools, we the criminals, so want something tangible, demand from us a certain trust, to give up what we got, and be something we're not, and it's mandatory for our survival, then have the nerve to use the whole Bible, society's an enemy to creativity, daring in us and iniquities, and things we can't control, but turn us what ain't. It's real bold, I'm a man bold.
Thank you.
All right. That is Maya.
Forget
Monet.
The race and the place you were born. None of that matters.
That is Mia Monet. Next song that's coming up is Lights, Lights, Lights. Take a listen.
Me about who I wanna be, it's up to me. My past, my dreams are a part of me. Show you some things, start to get lost amongst the waves of wandering souls. Being bold and beautiful can sometimes leave you cold. I can't forget it, not for a minute, to walk in love. Forget about my fear, I can still hear my mama's voice in my ear telling me to take a breath. It's not over yet, it's not over yet, it's not over yet. Can't waste a minute on giving in to blend through the pre-made world. Keeping my head above the current, adapt to survive. But I still miss the vibe, I still miss my vibe.
Follow the lights in the sky, baby, it'll lead you home, babe. It'll be alright, it'll be alright, it'll be alright, hey. Follow the lights in the sky, baby, it'll lead you home, babe. It'll be alright, it'll be alright, it'll be alright, hey.
Going up too fast, try to make my childhood last, but time moves fast. In the past, I had arranged myself to not need help amongst the common vine. In my design, I was suddenly undisturbed, but perturbed by the state of my environment. Undecided when I should be on even ground. Now the sound is not as loud as before. I examine all of what I adore with more than insecurity, with love, joy, and purity. It's really me, this beautiful thing I see in the mirror. I am clearer now, and feeling how I am a part of what is all around.
Follow the lights in the sky, baby, it'll lead you home, baby. It'll be alright, it'll be alright, it'll be alright, yeah. Follow the lights in the sky, baby, it'll lead you home, babe. It'll be alright, it'll be alright, it'll be alright, yeah.
Give me a second, I reckon. Times reminisce about the things I missed and the good I had, though some bad was present. Had a slice of heaven in the form of an apple pie. Look to my pops, we have to get old and die. No, I know why we don't say hello to the woman that looked me in the eye. Hope my ambition would die. Look at me now, see how I fly. Now the time has arrived for me to decide which way I go. Now I know I just wanna go home. I just wanna go home.
Follow the lights in the sky, baby, it'll lead you home, babe. It'll be alright, it'll be alright, it'll be alright, hey. Follow the lights in the sky, baby, it'll lead you home, babe. It'll be alright, it'll be alright, it'll be alright, hey.
All right. That was Lights, Lights by the artist Mia Monet. Let me give you a little background on Mia Monet. She's an artist that's devoted to expressing the trueness of human emotion and what experiences in life, doing her best with her music to connect with people around the world in the pursuit of unity. That's her mission and her passion. She's grateful for all opportunities that she's been given to connect with people to share the power of music made from love. Now listen, that's what I want y'all to check it out. I like it as well. This is Drowning, 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 Drowning. Drowning.
Wrong. me down. Damn, would you let me drown? Do I gotta waste a little time to get to know you better? Do I gotta make shift my state of mind to vibe with you better? I don't have time to role play. Wait a minute, take a step back, did she really just say, forgive me like that, then I'm the bad guy, if I swing back, how whack is that? I let them in and made a big mistake, all over the place, you got a problem, you can never replace me, but that don't change the fact that I'm lonely, don't let me drown.
Listen up, that is the song Drowning by the artist Mia Monet. Y'all check this out, check it out. It's almost like that song. Let me tell y'all something. I got a life lesson connected to that song Drowning. Listen, listen, y'all. You know, I come to realize something, you know, and we all as human beings, I know we all realize this. If you ain't realized this, wake up. Wake up, wake up, because I'm going to tell y'all something. Y'all know what? Did y'all know salt can really spread really fast? You know, watch what you say out of your mouth. This song Drowning, you could be drowning in something good, you could be drowning in something bad, you know, but when you think of the word drowning, most times, of course, that means that you're drowning in something and it's hard to get out. You're drowning. When you're drowning, life is leaving you. Life is leaving you. But you know what? You could be drowning in blessings. You could look at it on the flip side. You could be drowning in blessings. Ain't that good? So now, drowning in blessings, of course, that's going to resuscitate you. That's going to bring you back to life because you don't want to be drowning and losing life. But listen, listen, you know something. Be careful what you say. Be careful what come out of your mouth because you know something. And this is a life lesson. I want y'all to get this. You can say something about a person that's not true. And this, you know, this always happens throughout school, college, whatever in life. You can say something about a person and it ain't true. And it'll affect that person, because whatever a person said out of their mouth is going to spread like wildfire. Y'all know this. So listen, I just want to bring you to the realization. Watch what you say about anybody, because you know what? Even though you know this person wholeheartedly, you might know the person, you know them through and through and through, right? And then somebody comes along, they start spilling all this stuff out of their mouth that ain't even true. And then it gets all up in your head and gets your mind all twisted. And you be like, oh, I wonder if they really do that. Are they really trying to do that? And it ain't even true. And so you get your mind all tangled up trying to figure out what the person told you, if it was true or not. But yet, it's affecting the person that's innocent. Ain't did nothing, ain't said nothing. You know, just innocent as all could be. Y'all be careful with that kind of stuff. So listen, don't go around spreading salt on folks. Don't go spreading salt, because you know what I have posted up on Facebook on today. I said, don't spit out salt if you can't sip it. So listen, anything that come out of your mouth, if you can't sip it back in, don't say it. Don't say it. Don't say it. Don't say it. Now listen. I got something else I want to tell y'all. Listen, I was telling y'all about attaching your music. Tell them independent artists about attaching your music to something that's big. Now listen, the one I was talking about that was on the show, this is a long time ago. I've been doing this since 2007. I keep telling you, I've been doing this since 2007. A lot of people have had a lot of big breaks, you know, during the course of the year. So anyway, the young lady I was telling you, her music got attached to CSI. Trina L. Trina L. came on the show, and then listen, I'm not saying her music got attached to CSI because she was on the show. It just so happened that a domino effect happened. That's all it was. It wasn't because she was on the show, but this is what happened. Trina L. came on. She had a music played, and she did an interview with me. We had a big old showcase done for Trina L. But listen. Her music, the song was Stutter. It was a bad song. And what happened, I started telling Trina about her song Stutter and what was going to happen because of that song Stutter was so hot and so bad. And I started telling her, I said, girl, that song is so big and so hot. And I said, yada, 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 that thing could be running in all different directions. It could be attached to movies, shows. And I was telling her all this stuff about Stutter because it was just bad, bad, bad. Well, Horny, 2 years later, this happened in 2009. 2 years later after she had come on the show, in 2009 it did. It got featured. Uh-huh. Her song was featured, and it became a soundtrack for CSI New York. It really, really happened. Her show has been featured in movies, TV shows, and video games. Okay, the song Stutter, if you look it up, if you Google Trina L and listen to the song Stutter, you're going to hear what I'm talking about. That song is hot. Listen, and if you're able to pull up CSI New York, it was played during season 6, episode 6, okay? So listen, that was, of course, that was a long time ago, but you still can get it. You can get anything on the internet. So it was CSI New York, her song, soundtrack, season 6, episode 6, that's Trina L. Now that song is just hot, still hot right today. Stutter, stutter, stutter. It's happened so many people. There was another band that came on. The same thing happened. Well, let me tell you this real quick, and then I got to go because I'm out of time. I'm just trying to encourage the guys to give you inspiration and motivation to keep doing what you're doing with your music. Another group came on the show, and I'm telling you, same thing happened. I was playing their music, and I said, you know, you're going international with your music. You're going to be traveling all over the place international. I said, a whole bunch of stuff. Well, it wasn't me that said it. Father God in heaven and Spirit came in and said that. It wasn't me. It was Spirit said that. And the girl said, you know what? We in the midst of trying to get that together right now. They was in the midst of getting together. I ain't know nothing about they was trying to go international. Didn't know nothing about they was trying to go to the Netherlands. None of that. They was going to the Netherlands. I ain't know nothing about that, okay? So listen, they traveling all over the place. Biggest Yahoo, okay? You may not be able to find them on the internet. They pushed. Gone. Sometimes people don't want other folks to know what's going to happen, and they just go do what they're doing, and that's it. That's all. So listen. The whole moral of the story, independent artists, is once your music is attached to something really big, something really huge, it takes on legs of its own, so keep doing what you do, you know, and just keep it moving. And so that reminds me of, I'm saying all that to Maya Monet with that song, Drowning, Drowning, Drowning. It just reminds me of that. You can be drowning in something good, and you can be drowning in something terrible. Listen, there's always a way to get resuscitated. God ain't going to let you drown. He ain't going to let you go without life. He's going to resuscitate you, whatever you're going through. So listen, I want y'all to be encouraged on today. It's been Stone Cold Blast. And guess what? Y'all going to be back later on today playing music by the artist Mia Monet. All right, and that last name is spelled M-O-N-E-E. Take a listen. I got some more music showcases to do later on today. I want y'all to be good to one another. Don't throw no pebbles at nobody because karma will come back to you. Guess what? If you throw a pebble or stone, somebody's going to come back as a boulder. I trust and believe that will happen. So listen, I am out of time. I got to get on up out of here.